Thunder Country right here with Pat Powers and Jeff Sands as the Regals are about to tee it up and kick off. Jacob Adam is set to kick. Soccer-style kicker from the right side. Back deep is Archer and Maroff. There's the kick. It's end over end and deep. Coming up to Archer, he lets it bounce on the ground. He picks it up. He's up to the 20, the 25, the 30. He's got a nice little seam as he gets up past the 30-yard line, and the Rockets will have a first and 10.
Yeah, good return that time as Archer let it bounce. I thought maybe he was going to have a hard time getting there as he waited back for it instead of coming up to get it. They had a nice little seam and gives the Rockets a good start for their first possession.
All right, indeed, from the 30-yard line of the Rockets, they will begin this ball game. And when you think about it, this is a very pivotal game in terms of the District 6, as both teams are 3-0. Of course, Rockets won last night. They're 1-0 in the district. Bigsley under center as Craig Van Dorn in motion. And the Rockets try to run it up the gut, and they gained about 2 yards on that play. That was it Neighbor Yeager? Yeah. Nope. 25, Hunter Johnson got the call there. He got the carry on first down, and he ran into a wall on the interior line. You look at the interior line of Iowa City, Regina. They've got some guys going 6'3", 6'4", and they play 270 and 280 up there. They got some big beef on the line. Second down and 8 coming up, and somebody flinched. We'll see what happens on the call. And dead ball, false start. There's your first penalty of the game.
Yeah, we started off not too bad, kind of doing what we've done well the last few weeks, running the ball straight ahead, getting some positive yards on first down, and the first mistake is pushing us back 5 yards, going to bring up second and 13.
Ball on the 27 of the Rockets. Bixley, under center, has back split behind him. He takes the snap, play action. Now he gives Van Dorn on the right side. He turns it up the field and gets past the 35 to maybe the 36. Depends on the spot here. Nice job by Trey.
Yeah, nice job of blocking out on the edge that time as Van Dorn was able to get the corner and a good decisive cut. Was able to turn it upfield and picked up about 8 yards, going to bring up third and 5.
You know, that's a doable. It's a lot better than third and 13. So we'll see how the Rockets go. They send Maroff over here on the left side. And Cody Brown is in on the spot position. There's the snap. They give it to Corey Archer on the right side. He got tripped up right at the point of attack, and he didn't get enough yardage for the first down. It's going to be fourth and about 3.
It looked like number 16, Elliot Halsh, was the Regal that got into the backfield and was just able to get a piece of Archer's ankle. Otherwise, I think he would have had some good yardage there, but just tripped him up enough that he was only able to get just a little bit back past the line of scrimmage.
Penalty comes back to haunt the Rockets on that one right away. In punt formation goes Louis Winkleman on this fourth down. There's a snap. High snap. He gets it down. He gets away. Nice kick, and there's a penalty flag on the kick there as the runner was run into, but a nice job by Corey Archer to track down the Regina receiver, number 20, Byron Amlon, and the Rockets, I think, are going to get a first down out of this, Coach.
Yeah, pretty good job there. The punt team that was close to getting the block and just ran in a little bit enough to knock down Winkleman. Who was that punt back there?
Yeah, it was 50, Louis Winkleman.
And just enough yardage. Like they only gave him 5 yards, but that's enough for a first down.
We'll take that indeed. Ball at the 42-yard line. Rockets with the maintained possession. And there's a little shot in the arm for the Rockets here as we are in the first quarter, 0-0. Pigsley rolls to his left, pump fakes. He eludes the tackler, tucks it under, tries to run up the field, and he's run out of bounds over here. Actually, they keep the clock running, and he gains very little on that play.
It looked like he wanted to throw down the field and some good coverage and then some pressure in the backfield, but Dillon was able to keep his legs under him and shake loose from that tackle and just barely get back about half a yard.
Second and 9 then for the Rockets here. Pigsley brings them up. Guys split behind him. There's the snap. Give to Corey Archer on the right side. He tries to get through the line there. Gets a little bit of yardage up to about the 46-yard line. the going gets tough there in the middle there, Coach.
Yeah, so far our guys are doing a pretty good job against this big defensive line of Iowa City Regina. Only about 3 yards that time, but we're doing a pretty good job man-on-man, giving them that opportunity to turn upfield and run straight ahead.
All right, Rockets with third down and about six. There's the snap. They give to this side, 34, Trek Dorn, and he's got the first down. Nice run by Trek Van Dorn for the first Rocket first down of the game.
Yeah, nice trap block that time over here on the near side. Van Dorn was able to cut up inside and make a good move. Again, making that decisive cut, turning that field and turning his legs for a good game.
He read that play so efficiently. It was nice to see. Waited for the block to develop, cut it up, and took it the distance for a first down. Rockets sitting at the 45 of Iowa City here in the first quarter. There's the snap. The give to Hunter Johnson over on the right side. He's got over 5 yards. Good job by Hunter on that carry.
Yeah, our offensive line is looking confident right now. They're playing man up on the defensive line, just pushing them back, creating some nice holes. Hunter Johnson was able to pick up 6 yards that time.
Archer in, Jaeger in. Van Dorn out. As the Rockets come up the line, second and about four. All right. Baxter split behind Pigsley. He brings him up in the slot as Cody Brown. He shifts Corey Archer over to the right side. There's the snap. Give to Archer. He's got some room on the left side. Cut it up there. Nice block by number 52, the Cowboy, Dalton Brown, and he may be our early candidate for block of the week.
That was a great block by Dalton that time. Put a guy on his back. Put that helmet right in his chest and just knocked him back about 3 yards to give Archer enough room to pick up a first down.
First down indeed. Two first downs in a row after that, running into the kicker penalty, has aided the Rocket offense. Okay, Pigsley under center now. There's the snap. Give to Hunter Johnson on the right side. Somebody's hat come off there. They'll have to sit out, whoever that was. Oh, it was the Iowa City man. That was Arment. He's the big boy there on the line. He's weighing 270.
Philip Arment. That's the second Regal that's lost her helmet in about the last three plays.
All right.
And he needs to fix their chin strap.
Okay. Here comes Ty Jaeger out of the off the sideline. Second and seven at the 7:08 mark here in the first quarter. 0-0 is our score. Rockets marching. There's the snap. They give to Corey Archer on the left side. Cut it up there, big boy. He's got some yardage and more. Good job by Corey Archer on that carry.
Again, another good seal block on that corner. The offensive line's doing a great job of sealing the Regals inside and getting the kickout block around the outside for Archer that time to cut up field. That corner's been pretty good to us so far.
It was like the Red Sea. I could see it from here. He had the lane, and he cut it up nicely. All right. Here comes the Rockets with the 3 men in the backfield. Johnson, Archer, and Cody Brown. There's the snap. Give it to Brown on the right side, and he twists and gets up off the tackle there for a couple of yards. Second down coming up.
And not much happened in that time. There were 3 or 4 white jerseys right where Cody was trying to run. But like I said, he twisted back inside just to get looks like about a yard, maybe a yard and a half.
All right, second down coming up for the Rockets. They're on the move here in the first quarter. Good job by the offense to come back after that penalty on Regina to give them new life. Pixley under center takes the snap, gives it to Ty Jaeger. He tries that right side. Didn't get much going on that one there. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, they moved it a couple more yards. Going to bring up probably about 3rd and 7, looks like.
3rd and long indeed for the Rockets. Got to come through here. What's Coach Keller come up with now on this particular play?
Well, you'd think that edge has been working so far. I don't know why he'd go away with it until they stop it.
All right. Gloucester in the backfield on that ice set. They give it to 34, Van Dorn. There's defensive penetration on the run, and he gets swarmed under. Regina is ready for that run to the right on that play.
Yeah, it was the same play we talked about that time. The backside didn't do a very good job of holding their blocks off, and that penetration got in there. Van Dorn didn't have any place to go when he tried to cut it up inside.
4th and 10 now for the Rockets from the 22-yard line. That's a big play right here in the first quarter. You wouldn't think something this important would happen this soon, but it certainly is time for it. Fourth down. Here comes the Rockets. They send Maroff to the left side. I'd like to see a little hookup with him and Bigsley like last week. In motion is Glosser. There's the snap. He rolls to his left, looking. He plants his feet. He fires it downfield, and it's incomplete. It's well defended by the Regals, and they will take over on down.
Yeah, pretty good throw and play that time. It was just a little bit high to the outside. I'm not sure even if he would have came down with it, he would have been in bounds. But like you said, it was well defended. But a pretty good play on 4th and 10, deep in your own territory. It's not a bad play to run there.
I hate to say I called it a throw to the left, kind of like last week when I called the Cy-Hawk showdown. I had a funny feeling that Iowa would run Wiseman, and they did not disappoint me. Mark Wiseman with over 100 yards against the Cyclones last week. Iowa State's got a bye, and they need it. Iowa City with the ball. They got a break. Here comes a guy out in the open, and he's still on the loose at the 50. And finally, a touchdown-saving tackle by Corey Archer, and he shot out of there like a cannon.
Yeah, talk about parting of the Red Sea. That hole looked like there was nobody around the Grand Canyon to run through there. I think I might have been able to pick up a couple yards running through that hole.
Well, I like the way the referees are working. They gave him a heck of a spot after he rolled about 5 yards. Okay, now there's a whistle and a timeout. Our man has to go off again for some reason. And look at his replacement that comes in.
Well, they got about half the size.
Quite a bit of difference. That's number 78. He's 5'6", 170 compared to 270 that just left. Cook from the shotgun. Quick pass is caught in the flat here by number 4, Nichols, Phillips. That was complete. And Iowa City is right up to the line of scrimmage again, Coach.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to look at a little of that Chicago Bears style defense and try to start going for the ball and creating some turnovers here. We've got to, as well as our offensive line did against these guys up front, our defensive line needs to start doing the same.
All right, Cook from the shotgun. He's zone read. Nice job. The ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground. Who's got it? Iowa City is able to jump back on it. Somebody came in and knifed at that ball.
I think it was Louie Winkleman.
Louie Winkleman, indeed. He had his hand on that puppy, and the ball was on the ground. Good job by Louie. Lost. Third down and about 5 coming up for Iowa City.
Maybe we just need to start talking more about that stuff. You called that play on offense. Almost had the turnover after we talked about it.
I like the way you think. There's a pass, and it's complete. It's near the first down marker, and they can't quite tell. They're taking a peek at it. It'll be fourth down if it's not long enough.
That was a heck of a catch. It was behind him and high. They're not even going to look at it. They're giving him the first down.
Gosh darn it. They didn't even take my suggestion of looking. All right. Iowa City on the move. They're at the Rocket 33 here with 2:55 on the clock. First quarter, no score with Iowa City, Regina, and Eddyville, Blakeford, Fremont. There's the snap. Zone read again. Up the middle. He got hit hard, but they hit him high, and he kept his legs moving. Need to get down to basics.
Yeah, we need to do a good job of hitting them around the waist and wrapping the arms around instead of just letting them bounce off and keep their legs moving.
Ball sits at the 30 now. For Iowa City, second and about 7 for the Regals. Cook sends 3 guys over here on the right side, 1 guy to the left. Got a running back with him in the backfield for the pistol formation. There's the run zone read. Fires it over here to the flat. Nice catch, but then a nice job by the Rockets. Maroff was able to wrap him up, and then help came very, very quickly.
Yeah, it was a nice job of coverage that time as they threw that quick out. We were able to come up and get a hold of him and keep him going anywhere, and then some help came in.
Big third down, 3rd and 7 for the Regals from the 29 of the Rockets. Cook sends 3 guys to the left this time, 1 guy to the right. 1 guy with him in the backfield, zone read, hands it off. Oh, he's got a big hole, and Jensen is able to bulldog him down. But, my goodness, he is close to the first down yardage.
Yeah, but Jensen's tackle again, clear up around the shoulder pads of the helmet. You got to hit those guys down low, otherwise you're going to get run over.
All right. Iowa City with a 1st and 10 at the 19. They're in their road white jerseys with blue numerals, blue pants, blue helmets with stripes across the top. A pass to Cook, a wide receiver screen, a bubble screen, and it's complete. And again, they're eating up some yardage. It looks like they're about at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, they're liking that split-out screen to that side. That time we didn't do a very good job of getting there. Brett Wirsta almost looked like he was going to get his head taken off with the block out there. Was able to get around it, but it was a little bit late.
All right, Cook from the shotgun position takes the snap. Zone read this way, and nice job by the Rocket defense. They were able to have some penetration there. Number 70, Luke Welch, made a big play right there, Coach.
Yeah, a big play. Dropping back to move that back almost to, looks like at least a yard loss. Bring up almost 3rd and 4.
All right, 3rd and 4 from the 14 as the clock ticks. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. 2 receivers left, 2 right. Pistol formation. Cook makes the snap. Zone read to the right. He gives it up to his running back, and he is able to spin inside the 5, and they give him the touchdown on the roll. Touchdown, Regina, from the 14-yard line.
Yeah, you hate to beat a dead horse, but we talked about how important it was going to be to wrap these guys up and hit them low. But we had plenty of contact there just as soon as he got through the line of scrimmage, but we couldn't wrap him up, and he just kept his legs churning, carried about 4 or 5 rockets, another 5 yards into the end zone.
All right, PAT attempt is on. Cook the holder. There's the snap. There's the kick. It looks good, and it is good, and Iowa City takes a 7-0 lead here in the first quarter with only a couple seconds on the clock. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seekfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. And, you know, we said that there wasn't much of a crowd from Iowa City, but they kept filing in. I wonder if they thought it was a 7:30 kick because they keep showing up.
I would think all the district times are the same, so I wouldn't think they'd have that confused. But coming from that far side of Iowa City on the east side over there, it's a little bit longer drive over here than a lot of people expect.
All right. Jacob Adams teeing it up. Archer and Maroff back deep for the Rockets to receive this kick here after the 14-yard run by Regina to put them up 7-0 here with 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Here comes the kick. Nice end-over-end and deep. Archer takes it on the fly, and he was in the end zone, so it's a touchback, automatic touchback for Iowa City. Regina got some leg there, and there wasn't even any wind. The flag is drooped.
Well, that is a really good kick for a high school kicker to get that all the way to the end zone.
See, that kid is a junior. As I look through this roster, they got like 13 seniors, so they do have a lot of youth to them. They, what is it, 2-time defending champions in 1A?
I think 3.
3? That's a lot. Here comes the Rockets. There's the snap. They give to Corey Archer on the right side. He tries to get outside and can't. Not any gain. He lost, as a matter of fact. And I think the Regals are going to start selling out on the run until the Rockets prove they can throw the ball.
I take that back 2 years ago. I think they were still 2A. So I'm not sure. They were in the same district as Mediapolis a couple of years ago.
That'll do it for the first quarter. Iowa City, Regina Regals up 7-0 on the Rockets. And, you know, the Rockets had shades of brilliance there. They got the running into the kicker for a first down. And from there, they were able to march to the 22-yard line. And they gambled on fourth down with a pass to Maroff from Pixley. Couldn't come through. And then Iowa City marched down the field methodically and scored just before the quarter. But I think the Rockets are holding their own so far here in the football game.
Yeah, we need to keep that confidence up front with our offensive line. Keep running it straight ahead at them. They're doing a pretty good job up front on the offensive side. Defensively, it's going to be tough with that 3-4 front with those three guys trying to handle that line of scrimmage. Our linebacker is going to have to do a good job of coming up and filling the hole.
Well, Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and timely needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. Don't forget, you can download that free KIIC Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or Android store. Get all the latest live score updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see up-to-the-minute score updates from the KIIC Friday Night Lights studio. It's free, and it's very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. And Coach Sands and I have both got the Thunderbolt app on our smartphones, and we feel like we are in with the big dogs.
That's right. We're the high society in this kind of town.
All right, Hunter Johnson with Jerry, and he got roughed up as he hit the line of scrimmage. No gain on that. Third and 10 coming up for the Rockets, and the sledding is starting to get a little tough here. Let's see what Pixley does on third and long. He sends Moore off to the left. There's the snap. Give to Van Dorn on the left side. He tries to turn it up, gets a little bit past the line of scrimmage, and down he'll go. He'll bring up fourth down.
A flag back here in the defensive backfield. I'm not sure exactly what the back judge saw, but
holding against the Rockets. Well, that's not going to help matters. Now, it happened back there, so 22, it looks like they're giving it to Maroff, and declined the penalty, so that'll bring fourth down. Okay, Rockets three and out very, 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 very quickly on that possession. And Pixley's in punt formation here for this kick. There's the snap. It's a low snap. He gets it picked up, and it's a wobbler off the side of his foot over here. Bounces at the 45 of the Rockets, and it's picked up by Maroff, and the Regals will start in Rocket territory at the 46.
Yeah, not quite what we were looking for out of that punt, being deep in our own territory. You're going to give the Regals good field position. Now's the time our defense needs to step up and try to get a three and out here.
All right. Quarterback Cook has been very deceptive in his zone read. He's been reading it very well for the most part. Louis Winkman did get in there on that one zone read and knocked the ball loose. That would have been a heck of a turnover for sure. Let's see what the Rockets can do now. They've got two receivers right, one left, two backs with them in the backfield. Cook takes his zone read. Now he rolls back a screen pass over here on the left side, and it's caught, but very little gain for Iowa City. Brinkman on the catch.
Nice job out here by Glosser and Brett Wirsta, and maybe even Hunter Johnson over here, all in pursuit of that screen pass to keep him. Well, they gave him about 4 yards, it looks like.
Okay, second and six. Take your pick, six or seven, as the Regals come up. Three receivers to the right, one left. Cook takes the snap. Zone read right up the gut. Brinkman is having his heyday, and they get a first down out of that very easily.
Yeah, nothing happening as far as the defensive line that time. Right in the middle, the big hole opened up, and nobody even around when the out where the linebackers should have been. It's about the first time he got hit.
All right. Regals up to the line of scrimmage very quickly. Three guys right, one left. There's the snap. And there's a penalty flag and a whistle. Let's see. Timeout Rockets. Okay. Coach Chick Keller wants to take a little time here. Your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia, they are proud to support the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. That's First Iowa State Bank, and I'm proud to say I'm a client of theirs for sure. And KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that includes free guest internet, low prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep directly for the best value and lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business packaging and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all those options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And defense needs a turnover. There's just no two ways about it, Coach Sands. Got to get this offense off the field. Three receivers right, one left. There's the snap. Pass attempt. Cook throws it deep. It's a wobbler, but it's caught near the end zone by the Regals. Good pass to Cook. Raso. And they are inside the five. And they're rooting for another touchdown already, Coach.
Yeah, it looked like we were looking for that wide receiver screen to the far side again. We had a couple guys deep that Raso was able to get behind. Like I said, Cook didn't throw a very good pass, but Raso made a good adjustment on it, made a nice sliding catch.
Zone read up the gut. Brinkman takes it in for the score from the 4-yard line. At the 9:50 mark, Iowa City makes short work with that touchdown run from Brinkman. It was kind of set up on that third down pass, and Rockets had the short stuff covered, but the long stuff went unguarded, threw it in there. There's the kick by Brinkman, and he puts it up and in. Excuse me, Jacob Adam. PAT is good, and the Regals lead 14-0 here in the second quarter from Ike Ryan Field. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates those memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and a desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. A warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurances that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits that assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. There's the kickoff by the Regals, and it goes out of bounds across the way. And one of the Rockets kind of batted it up in the air, and it was a free ball there for a skosh, but Rockets were able to bounce back on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how close it was out of bounds, but if it was as close as I thought it was, I'm thinking you would just let that go to get the penalty there and get the ball at the 35-yard line. But I think it was Jaron Grosser that batted it up in the air back towards the field and then carried it out of bounds.
From the 18 come the Rockets here. Maroff split over here on the right side. Pixley under center again. There's the snap to give to Cody or Archer on the left side, and he gets racked up right away by the Regal defense. Blow the whistle, guys. Good night. They were able to drive him back after the whistle sounded, and somehow he fell to the ground and nothing was called.
I think it was kind of that rugby scrum where everybody was still moving, and once the whistle blew, they just couldn't stop their momentum, and the whole pile kind of ended up on the ground.
They were generous on the spot, gained him a yard, second and nine from the 19. Pixley under center. Maroff is way over here on the right side. Man in motion, and there's movement. And Iowa City's point to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. It ended indeed. False start indeed against the Rockets. Against a team like this, you just can't have those types of mistakes. give us a jingle on my phone, 641-660-7764. We'll give you a shout-out here on KIIC.3. In motion is Brown. Pigsley takes the snap, fires it to Maroff, and it was way over his head over here. Kind of getting close to that point of no return on the lateral, but they did ruin a poor pass.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell what they were running as Cody Brown came in motion clear to this near side. Blake was already out there, split out. And it's hard to tell for sure where he was going with that ball until you saw Blake kind of jump for it, but I'm not sure Bambrook would have been able to jump to get that last year.
All right. Rockets with a big third down here, deep in their own territory. High formation. Pigsley under trouble, and down he goes. Oh, my goodness. Looked like it was a pass, but then he tucked it under for a quarterback keeper and getting up off the field very, 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 very quickly. They're going to call an injury timeout. That doesn't set well. As last week, Chance Worcester went down, and Pigsley's having a heck of a go getting up.
Yeah, Dylan's been nursing the dislocated shoulder ever since the first week, I believe. But it's hard to tell if that's what happened, if they came down on that shoulder or if there's something else.
Dr. Bob Schertz helping him off. Kylie Patterson helping him out as well. Doesn't look good for the home team. Okay, Rockets come up with fourth down. Louis Winkleman in the punt formation. Need to get a boomer off here. 8:25 on the clock in the second quarter. Regals lead 14-0. There's a snap. The step and a kick. He gets it away, but it's a low-line driver bouncing and it's picked up at the Regal 45. He gets by two, three people, four people, five people, and finally he's going to get hit down at the 45-yard line of Iowa City. Looks like Hunter Johnson was able to get him down.
And Amelon did a nice job on the return that time. Rockets just aren't quite used to seeing somebody with this caliber to play with that speed. We're going to have to do a better job of getting our arms wrapped around and hitting these guys a little bit lower to bring them down instead of letting them run right through our tackles.
Iowa City in Rocket territory already. 42-yard line to start this possession. They were at the 46 last time. Cook sends three guys over to the right side, one left. Guy with him for the pistol formation in the backfield for zone read. They indeed hand it off, zone read, and he's got some room. He's on the loose on the right side. He cuts it over on the far side. He's all the way up to the field, and he's going to be close to a touchdown. Indeed, touchdown for Iowa City on the first play.
Yeah, again, kind of what we talked about, missed tackles to begin with. Good speed. I think it was Brinkman that time?
I think it was.
Did a good job of cutting around that corner, turned on the jets, and there was nobody there. Blake Maroff got blocked on the outside, gave Brinkman the sideline, and people got to him about the 3-yard line, but he was able to get across the goal line.
All right, there's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. It looks good, and it is good, and Iowa City goes up 21-0 here at Ike Ryan Field, and you can kind of feel the air getting sucked out of the sails on the Rocket side of the ball.
Yeah, we need to bring back some of that confidence we were showing there in that first drive of the game.
106.9 FM is Southern Iowa's home and away voice for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Turn in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the Black and Gold take on Western Michigan there at Kinnick Stadium. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before kickoff, so be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks for Ottumwa and Southern Iowa, 106.9. And like I said, the Cy-Hawk trophy is back in Iowa City, as it ended up being closer game than I thought it was, 27-21, but the Cyclones couldn't run on the Hawk defense worth a darn, and Wiseman was carving them up on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, it didn't take long for some of the Hawk fans to start the old Wiseman for Heisman chant.
Another kick by Jacob Adam, and he kind of angles it for the sideline there and caught by one of the Rocket Upmen, and he gets plowed under. But it's one of the best field positions that the offense have had since the start of the ball game.
Yeah, they seem to be angling it away and short, trying to keep it away from Archer and Maroff. Kick him over there, and looks like Jaron Glosser's territory.
Quite a weapon that kicker is, because he's been able to do that twice in a row, kick it at an angle. Of course, he's got it set up on this near hash. It makes a heck of a difference. I think that inch of rain kind of wore out the white lines. I think they're at the 25 or so. Rockets hand off and try to go right up the gut. Archer didn't get much room on that one.
If we trust the scoreboard, it's the 26-yard line. Looks like it's going to bring up about 2nd and 10. Oh, they moved it to the 27 now. 2nd and 9.
I trust them. Isn't it Coach Stout running it?
Well,
I know he's got the clock, so maybe somebody else is on the scoreboard.
Let me check here.
we'll check it out, our crack statistician.
It looks like Mr. Stout, Mr. Kelly. I don't know about those history guys.
All right. Bigsley rolling. He is under duress, and down he goes. He tried to roll off to his right side, and he got run down. Nice job by number 78, Casey Beaver.
Yeah, that's a lot of running sideways, and you're going to have to make a decision if you're going to throw the ball or you're going to turn it up and run. Because running 40 yards straight sideways isn't going to do much for us.
Yeah, he lost about 6 or 7 yards on that play, so 3rd and 16 for the Rockets now. Need a rabbit out of the hat. Man in motion. There's the snap. Pixley rolls to his left. He fires it downfield as far as he can. And it's caught by Jevin Jensen. What a catch by Jevin.
There's that rabbit. Nothing up my sleeve. Jensen was able to go over the top of his defender and just pull it away from him. Dylan just kind of threw it up for grabs.
The ball sits at the 44-yard line, and there you have it. Okay, well, you're exactly right. We had to have a big play and a connection there. He had just enough time, too, on that particular play. Pixley did. All right. Rockets showing some signs of life. There's the snap. The give right up the gut to number 23. That's the Glosser. He's able to get some yardage on first down, second down, and the bounce coming up.
Yeah, that's where we need to get some life back in our offense, get our offensive line walking straight up ahead again, taking control of that offensive line is starting to run at them.
5:50 on the clock in the second quarter. Rockets down 21-0. There's another straight handoff by Hunter Johnson, and he got hit right away. Very little yardage gained on that one. It'll be 3rd down and about 6 coming up now. Kind of surprised it went right back up the gut.
Yeah, we've had some success off tackle and off the edge. We tried to run that early on that 3rd down play, and Regina kind of sniffed it out and stuffed that one. But
the guys broke the huddle, moved about 2 yards out, and then they came back in. We sent 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. There's the snap. Pigsley rolls to his left, and the whistle blows. Somebody must have moved on the Rocket side. Doggone it. Looked like it was going to be a great play. False start indeed against the Rockets. I could tell that thing was going to go the distance before they threw the flag. All right, Rockets down, 21-0. The ball sits right in front of me at the 45-yard line of Iowa City, Regina. I'll have an ISO camera going on here between Pigsley and his offensive set. Out comes Jensen, and out comes Glosser. Got a little bit of height on that defender on that last play, and he made the most of it. All right, here we go. 3rd down. Cody Brown in motion. There's the snap, the pass, and they throw it incomplete. They tried to run this receiver screen again, and it blew up from the get-go.
Yeah, I kind of tried to throw the receiver screen to this side, and Blake was moving back backwards a couple yards to set up for that pass, and Dylan just threw it where he was, and Blake was moving backwards. He couldn't get back to where the ball was in time.
All right, fourth down from the 45-yard line. It's fourth and 11. They'd have to get all the way to the 34-yard line for first down. Let's see what Louis Winkleman does here. And in comes Casey Dunwoody late on that play. There's the snap, the step, the kick. High, end over end. Nice job. And the ball goes all the way into the end zone. And it was so doggone high, I lost it past the lights, Coach Sand.
Yeah, that was a nice kick by Casey that time. Not going to net very much, but that's going to be a 45-yarder minus the touchback. That's a pretty good punt.
Good job by Louis Winkleman. The Regals take it at the 20, and 4:24 on the clock. And judging by past experience, that's plenty of time for the Regals to operate. Let's see if the defense can make a stand here. Three receivers to the right, one left. Cook from the pistol. Takes the snap. Zone read, no. He passes. He's got some pressure. And down he goes. Corey Archer with a blitz from the corner.
That's just what the defense is looking for. Something, a little spark to get going here. Try to get a stop to get the ball back. Maybe do some damage here before we go into halftime.
You know what I liked about that play, Coach Sands, was his decisiveness and his ability to take him down. He went for the knees. He didn't go for the pump fake. He took him down right at the point of the attack, the knees, and down he went. Okay, from the 20, gives it handoff, and then he's got a lot of room. Oh, my goodness gracious. Nice job on the tackle by Cody Brown, but Iowa City comes all the way out to the 35-yard line for a first down. Boom, just like that, they're back in action.
Yeah, that was a big hole again that time with the middle of that zone read. Been working well for Iowa City Regina. We either not manning up on our blocks up front or just not knowing where the ball is, but there was nobody touched him until he got deep into the backfield.
Three receivers left, one right for Cook. Takes the snap, drops back, looking deep. He's under a little bit of duress. He fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete. Cody Brown on the defense across the way.
Somebody is a little upset, thought there was a little holding there in the defensive backfield, but we did a pretty good job of getting some pressure back there. Just weren't able to get to him. Like you said, Cody had a pretty nice coverage. As Cook's got a pretty good arm, threw it down the field, pretty good down the sideline, and just a little bit overthrown.
3:29 on the clock. Good arm indeed. The kid is huge. He's 6'5", 205 pounds. All right, three receivers left, one right. There's the snap. He drops back. He fires it in the seam, and he makes a completion at the 50. Rockets need to tackle him, boys, and he gets 10 more yards after he catches that as he goes to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like the junior high dance there. Everybody just kind of swaying around each other as they move down the floor, but nobody wanted to get around his ankles and pull him down.
Clock starts at 3:20. Start the clock over there. They're not starting the clock. It's sitting at 3:20, and it should be rolling, and they're not getting any time off the clock. Iowa City with a huge advantage here as the clock still sits. Yeah, they wound the clock when they set the chains. That's a good 10, 15 seconds to stay on there. There's a nice tackle, and down he goes. Good job by the Rockets. Moff came from his corner position that caused havoc on that little swing pass, and then somebody wrapped him up, Corey Archer.
Yeah, nice job that time of getting down around the ankles and holding on until it helped him get there by Moff.
Keep that clock running now, Dustin. It's 2:57 here before halftime. Iowa City coming up to the line of scrimmage. They lead 21-0. Three receivers left, one right. Pistol formation for Cook. There's the snap. Zone read right. Get him, fellas. He gets back up to the original line of scrimmage, and the clock will keep running. I still don't feel good. Even though that clock's running at 2:30, I still don't feel good because they have moved the ball from deep in their own end up past the 50 to about the 41.
Yeah, they don't take much time. They don't huddle up, and they get up there and get going in a hurry.
Okay, they're third and 10. Let's see what the defense can do here. Dial it up a notch, fellas. Let's go. All right, two receivers over here. Two people in the backfield with the quarterback. There's the snap. He fires it, and it's intercepted by Corey Archer, and down he goes. The defense comes through again.
There's that big turnover we've been looking for. Archer did a nice job of reading Cook's eyes that time and undercut the route. Went up and made a nice interception. Might have had a good return, but his foot slipped out from under him. But we'll take the turnover right where it is.
Indeed, we shall, with a buck 59 on the clock here for the Rockets as they have the ball at the, let's think at the 30-yard line of Iowa City. And Marov's got a little bit of an adjustment going on. There he is. Puts his hat back on. Straps that puppy back on. And away we go. Pixley's back in there. And you know he's got to be hurt, you know, if he dinged that shoulder. I think that was the second week. Remember, we were on the sidelines at Lindo Sully when he had that happen to him. All right. Rockets send three guys to the left, one guy to the right. And there's the snap. They bobble it. He gets it picked up, and he avoids one tackler, but he trips over his own Rocket, and down he goes. Oh, that wasn't good from the get-go. And Glosser was on the floor. Clock stops for a timeout, apparently. Yep. Going to stop the clock. Iowa City calls a timeout. You know they kind of like a shark, smell that blood and water, and start circling the wagon. It's going to be second down and about 21 to go.
Yeah, it looked like Dylan was just a little bit nervous that time, trying to look to see what was going on before he actually had the ball. It was up around the shoulder pad, but it was definitely a ball that he should be able to handle on that snap.
This isn't the only game we're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device, including KIIC.1. They've got the Albia Blue Demons. KIIC.2, Sheraton Chargers. We are the Triforce at KIIC.3, Eddyville. And KIIC.4, the Quattro is Wayne of Corden. KIIC.5, Davis County Mustangs. .6 goes North Mahaska Warhawks. .7 goes the Pekin Panthers. .8 goes the Sigourney Kyoto Savage Cobras. And .9 goes Indianola Indians right here on Thunder Country. KIIC, second down, coming up. Pixley under trouble, and down he goes. Oh, my goodness. The rush from the Regals is just relentless.
Yeah, Dylan's going to have to realize he doesn't have that much time to stand back there and think about it. He stood back there for a good three count before he decided to tuck it down and run. There was way too much pressure on the backside.
I'm sorry, Coach. Iowa City calls another timeout. Buck 33 on the clock. It's third and 20. Now, I don't know about their pursuit if it's time to pull out my favorite play. Is it a little too early?
Well, I don't think it's ever too early, but we just got to get rid of the football. We can't stand back there and think about it. We've got to make a good decision, make a decisive throw.
Losser's being attended to over here on the sideline. Dr. Bob Schertz is working on him. Kylie Allen is over there as well to lend assistance. I said Kylie Allen. I meant Kylie Patterson. Those doggone kids go out and get married, and they forget to get married. So, yeah, Kylie's helping out Dr. Bob as the Rockets come out here on this third down.
Bob's been pretty busy so far this first half. Dylan coming off for a little bit, and then I'm working on neighbor Jaeger over here. I don't know if it was something in his back that he was working on, but he's been kind of busy so far.
Jerry McDonald is supposed to be up here for the halftime guest. We'll see if she shows up when she's supposed to. Run over there on the left side. The Rockets stay in bounds. And Iowa City will call their final timeout. And I got to give the credit over there for Marv Cook playing the clock with a buck 27 and knows that the Rockets have had trouble getting the punt off. And plus, they're deep in Rocket territory on this fourth down coming up. Following tonight's game, join the Friday Night Lights crew for the Locker Room Show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games and what's coming up next week. That's the Locker Room Show live from 10 to midnight following this broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And that's always kind of fun to listen to old Joe Millage running the show there from the downtown studios there in Albia. We'll get all the action around Southeast Iowa. What's happening? Okay, here comes the Rockets. There's the snap. Louis with the step and the kick. He gets it away, and he got run into, but they didn't throw the flag that particular time. They thought it was kind of a acting job, and they'll go ahead and kick it all the way to the Regal 44-yard line. 21-0 is the score with a 1:19 in the half, and Regals have it, and that's plenty of time for Iowa City to do some damage. Let's see if the Rockets can stop them here. As the ball sits, well, they give it to them at the 45, right in front of my nose here. On first down, he sends three guys to the left, one guy to the right. He rolls to his left. He's under a little bit of a pressure, and there's a penalty flag finally as Cook brings it all the way out of bounds. He gained a lot, but there's a penalty flag in the backfield.
There's your favorite, illegal use of the left hand.
Well, we'll take it. That's just their second penalty flag on the evening, but it does come at an opportune time for the Rocket defense. And they're going to mark off. There's five. There's 10. And there we are. There you have it. So that helps out the Rockets tremendously. About 12 on the clock. That moves the ball back all the way to the 26 or 7 yard line here on first down. Rockets on the defense here. Three guys to the left. There's a screen pass over on the right side. It's caught, and he's got a convoy over there on the right side, and he almost gets back to the original line of scrimmage. And boom, right away, the offense is in line, up to the line of scrimmage, and ready to snap the ball where the Rockets are just getting back on their side. Clock ticks. It's inside a minute for Iowa City. Second and 10 for the Regals. There's the snap. He looks to throw. He's under a little bit of pressure. He rolls to his right. He's got some running room across the way, and he's chased out over there by Glosser. He's short of that first down, but he stops the clock.
That looks like he's going to have about 3 yards. He did a pretty good job of scrambling on that right side. Glosser was able to get over there and push him out of bounds before he was able to get the first down.
All right. 39.7 seconds, and they're giving an official's timeout. Rockets, their second of the half, and Coach Keller wants to take a look at it. It's kind of surprising, you think?
Well, since they ran out of bounds to stop the clock, it's not like we're helping them out by stopping it. It's, with this situation on the 47-yard line, you want to make sure you got all your Rockets in a row and don't want anything to happen here. We need to get a stop, keep as much momentum as we can going into halftime.
How great would it be if it was short of that first down? Keep that clock rolling. And then be fourth down. Download the free KIIC Thunderbolt app for your iTunes or Android store to get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see it up to the minute score updates from the KIIC Friday Night Lights studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, looking for the KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights. All the scores, one station, and Jeff Sands and I are happy to be on the air once again bringing you Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket football. I forgot Fremont. I need to get Fremont in there. All right, here comes the Regals from Iowa City up to the line. They're ahead 21-0 here just before halftime. There's the snap, and zone read it is right up the gut. He's got the first down and more, and he goes all the way to the 20-yard line, make it the 25, and he had some green pastures there on that third down run.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what we were hoping for out of that timeout. We need to do a better job of getting some holes plugged up in the middle of that line.
33 seconds. Now they start the clock. Okay, Cook looking deep, looking in the end zone. He's got a man open, and in the score on that play, it was a 20-yard pass completion for the score.
That looked like Antelon lost Mar off there as he was running the flag route. Kind of just stood there waiting for it. Cook made a good throw.
Good indeed. And just before halftime, 25 seconds in the half. And here comes the Regina up to the extra point attempt. Adam, there's the snap. It's down low. It's up, and it's good, though. He got it through, and the score is 28-0 here in the first half from Ike Ryan Field. Oh, my gosh. That kind of sucks the life out of you right there. We had him back. We had him back at first and 20, and they were able to get out of that hole, make the conversion. And lo and behold, score just before halftime, 25 seconds on the clock. And Coach Sands is kind of a depressor.
Yeah, our defense did a good job the series before that, coming up with a turnover to get a stop. And our offense just couldn't quite get down the field, but William Wickerman did a nice job of getting the punt off. Like you say, we had some big penalties, and I think it was maybe even first and 25. They were pushed way back inside their own 20 for that big run on first 25, got them back to the second 10. After that, they didn't have any problem marching down the field.
Adam, to tee it up once again, let's see if he squibs it. It's on the ground, bouncing, hits a rocket, and that's on the ground, gets picked up, and moved forward to about the 30, make it the 33-yard line. They're still strumming a little bit. Craig Van Dorn finally was able to grab that sucker, 18 seconds on the clock, as the Rockets will have it at the 33-yard line.
It about bounced up and got stuck in his face mask and went right off the front of his helmet.
Tell you what, this kicker's got a heck of a leg. He's able to control those kicks that he's had for a junior, and that's pretty amazing. All right, Maroff comes over here on the near side. Pigsley under center. Takes the snap, turns to the first guy, and he runs right into that big stack of 270 pounds at Arment, and he didn't go anywhere. That was Hunter Johnson.
We're going to be happy to let the time run out and doing the halftime and try to get things straightened out.
In fact, that is it. That's zeros on the board at halftime at Ike Ryan Field with the score 28-0, Iowa City Regina Regals over Eddyville Blitzburg Fremont Rockets. And the scoring summary went like this. Iowa City scored with 8 seconds left in the first quarter on a 14-yard run. The PAT was good to make it 7-0 in the second quarter at the 9:50 mark, a 4-yard run by Brinkman. The PAT was good to make it 14-0 in the less than 2 minutes later at the 7:55 mark. A 42-yard run by Brinkman busted it open to make it 21-0. And then this last score just before halftime with 25 seconds left, Iowa City scored again with a 20-yard pass from Cook. The PAT was good to make it 28-0. And the Rockets really had their first serious drive was in their first possession. They went three and out, but on fourth down, they got a running into the kicker penalty against Iowa City to give them 5 yards, and that made the first down. And then the Rockets were able to methodically take the ball to the 22-yard line of Iowa City and couldn't quite make the connection there to get a first down.
Yeah, like I said, we started off well. It looked like the lineman had some confidence up front. We were kind of handling Regina's defensive line, making some good holes. Our backs were doing a nice job of getting the hole quick and making some decisive cuts. We're just going to have to come out in the second half with some of that same intensity and confidence we had at the beginning of the game. Hopefully scratch and claw and fight our way back into this one.
All right, it is halftime, and we will be letting you listen to the sounds of the Eddyville-Blakesburg Fremont Rocket Band under the direction of Dr. Joe Overton. So until the third quarter, that's what you'll be listening to. Eight to zero here at Ikrine Field to number one and highly regarded Iowa City, Regina the Regals. And they have been hitting on all cylinders after that first possession by the Rockets. Rockets had the ball first to start the game. They went three and outs, and then on a fourth down, they were given running into the kicker penalty against Iowa City, and that gave a first down for the Rockets. The Rockets were able to utilize that possession. They took the ball all the way to the Iowa City 22-yard line, where it was fourth down and about seven, I think it was. They tried a pass to Maroff on the left side near the goal line, and the pass was a little bit too high for him to pull in. And the Regals took over on downs, and they have not looked back since. They scored with 8 seconds left in the first quarter at the 9:50 mark in the second, at the 7:55 mark. And then with 25 seconds left in the half, they kind of put the proverbial nail a little bit deeper into the ego, so to speak, of the Eddyville-Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, and lead 28-0. Here at halftime, and I don't know if you saw it, Coach Sands, but it looked like Neighbor Yeager had his jerseys off and his shoulder pads off back behind us. But I haven't seen him yet on the sidelines.
Like I said earlier, I saw Dr. Bob working on him. Looked like he was feeling around on his lower back up underneath his jersey. So maybe something happened there with his back that might keep him from going tonight. Like I said, I don't see him out there yet on the sideline either.
All right, now the Rockets will kick off. Coach Keller's been known to put an onside kick into play.
There he is.
Neighbor Yeager is indeed out on the kickoff team. You got to admire the gutsy performance. As Hunter Johnson is going to tee it up. And I think it was a year ago when we were over in Iowa City when he pulled the onside kick out at a different time than you would have thought. Let's see what happens here. Full moon trying to get out of that cloud cover and show its impressive self here. Here's the kick. Johnson kicks it deep. Iowa City comes up to pick it up at about the 30-yard line, weaves his way to the up the middle there to about the 40, where the Regals will have it in decent field position here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, the Regals' offense has had pretty good field position this entire game. I think the worst field position they had was when they gave themselves a couple penalties late in the second quarter that pushed them clear back in their own red zone. Other than that, it seems like they've been right around midfield most of the time.
Unofficially, they've got two in the first half on the penalties. Rockets with three unofficially. Cook, from the shotgun, takes a snap that's high. He hands off to his runner. Nice tackle there by Corey Archer. He hits him low, but he did gain about, 5 yards on that first play. We're battling off up here is why we had a little break in the action. Two receivers left, two right, and then the run up the middle. And, he kept his balance nicely. He was tripped up right on the line. Looked like Glosser had him, but he kept his balance and his feet churning, and they get their first down of the second half.
Yeah, nice job by Glosser getting in and getting down low to make that tackle. But again, he was able to keep his balance and kept his feet moving, put his hand down once, and was able to pick up another 6 or 7 yards after the initial hit.
All right. Regals send two guys to the left, one right this time. From the pistol. He drops straight back to pass. He's looking. Fires it deep down the field. He's got a man open. He hits him in stride. and he's down outside the goal line, but close, and then inside the five. Holy cow, what a pitch. What an arm. My goodness.
Looks like Wurst and Maroff are both in man-to-man coverage. Wurst on the outside and Maroff on the inside. Wurst's man just ran past him, and Cook did a nice job of throwing it out there for him. Luckily, Maroff was able to get over there and make a tackle.
First and goal at the two. The Regals are going to strike quickly here in the third quarter. They have not done a lot of things to hinder their progress. They had one fumble that was picked up by Iowa City. They have had an interception, Corey Archer, with that. But now they are inside the five. Under center goes Cook. He turns and pitches to his man, and he gets hit outside the line of scrimmage. Nice job by the Rockets to keep him out of the end zone.
Looks like the old goal line defense there. We loaded up the box with, looks like, seven or eight guys. Just did have a stronger push that time than the Regal offensive line, and were able to get the backfield and stand up the running back.
Brinkman was the carrier, and he did indeed get hit hard, driven back. Okay, Iowa City with the full house backfield behind the quarterback, Cook. He takes the turns, gives it to the first guy, and he is held out as well. Nice job by the defense there. A goal line stand to D, third down coming up. They didn't move the sticks across the way at all. I'd say the Cowboy, Dalton Brown, is getting in there and getting dirty.
Hopefully he's getting those guys fired up, get some more push right here.
Good job. Third down, third and goal. Let's see what Iowa City does here. Full house backfield again. Receiver to the left side. Give it to the second guy through, and he tries the right tackle, and he's in for the score. 2-yard run for the Regals.
Yeah, we tried to bring the house again that time, but he was able to get off tackle and was able to break through the right side. Even though we hit him at the line of scrimmage, he didn't have far to go and was able to keep his legs turning for the touchdown.
All right, so if that's Brinkman, that was his third one of the night. As the PAT attempt is on, there's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick, and it is good. He fires it through there, and the Regals go up 35-0 here at Ike Ryan Field. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. Rockets had a heck of an opportunity there on the goal line stand, but runoff tackle paved the way for the Regina Regals as Brinkman was able to take it over. He's just a junior, Coach. We'll be seeing him next year when we travel to Iowa City for the rematch.
With any luck, this is the second year of the district. Hopefully we won't get realigned.
We need to start thinking alike more because that would be fantastic if we didn't have to go that way. All right, Iowa City Regals teeing it up. Jacob Adams with the right foot coming on the kick, end over end, and he kicks it deep. Maroff gets driven back and into the end zone. It'll go for the touchback. So not much excitement there for the Rockets. I kind of like to see Maroff get his hands on it and get some open field. He's been electrifying in punt returns as well as Corey Archer in past games. I'd say Regina has scouted them scouted this out a little bit.
Yeah, with Regina kicking it off short the last couple of times, diagonally, Archer and Miles were both up pretty short, and that ball was over Blake's head before he had a chance to even get to it.
All right, here comes Tickley. Back split behind him. Got a man in motion. They give it to him as Cody Brown over here. He gets a stiff arm to one guy, and he's driven out of bounds. Couple on the play, bring up second and eight.
Yeah, nice stiff arm that time as Cody came around this near side, was able to get past the first defender. that there was too much pursuit over here, and he was brought down, like you said, short game. I was a little worried about the way he was carrying the pigskin. He had it in his right hand, then he shifted it to his left right when he was getting hit. I was worried about having a fumble come out, but he kept hold of the pigskin for the gain of two. Pigsley hands it off right side, and Corey Archer trying to run up. No, Archer put. It was neighbor Yeager. Archer was paving the way for him.
Archer was doing a good job of pushing through there, and it was a pretty good pile. A nice gain of almost like 5 yards that time by Yeager going through that right side.
Arn had his helmet taken off again. He's got to sit for another play. You'd think he would have learned from the first quarter earlier in the game when he lost it. That Desmay, third and five here for the Rockets, a big down. Let's see what happens here. Pigsley's got three guys in the backfield. He's directing traffic a little bit. Under center he goes. There's the snap. Gives it to Archer right side. He's trying to get the corner turned. He can't quite get her done. And he's down right at the line of scrimmage across the way.
Yeah. Regina just did a nice job of stringing it out that time. And Archer was running backwards. Luckily, he was able to get a little bit of that corner and get back to the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, he could have been dropped or lost pretty easily the way that they were pursuing over there.
All right. Rockets will be in punt formation now. Gage Berryman going in, the freshman from Harvey, Iowa. And there's a whistle. And what do we got? Got a Regina player running off for some reason. I don't know if he's injured or got a equipment timeout. They got him off the field.
That looked like the little guy that came in for a rent the last time.
Yeah, that 170-pounder. He must be gutsy kid if they're replacing the 270 with a 170. Nice kick by Louis Winkleman. Drives him back to about the 35. He dances around, and he's got some room now on the right side. One man to beat is Louis Winkleman. Is he able to take him down? And he does. Louis Winkleman with a touchdown saving tackle. And there's no flags on the play.
A good job by Louis that time staying home as that punter should to be that last man. He was able to get a good angle over here to this near side. Looks like Bob Maroff might have a chance to get there on that initial catch back there by the returner, but once he looked like he was just a little bit past him, he kind of gave up on it.
35-0 goes Iowa City Regina. They're already in Rocket territory at the 19-yard line here on this next possession. There's the run up the gut, and down he goes. Bulldog. Let's see who got him. 25 was Hunter Johnson. So they're not letting up on the gas pedal at all, Coach Sands, as rightly they should, but flexing their muscles here in this District 6 game.
Yeah, I'm sure they want to, now that this 35-point lead, they probably want to keep that clock rolling and put some more points on the board just so we can't get back into the game.
All right, from the shotgun, a little swing pass to the running back. It's a short gain. He's stopped there by the Rockets. Good job of game tackling. Not a good job of getting him down, but at least they stopped him at the point of attack.
Yeah, it was Halsh that time coming out for the screen out of the backfield. And a host of black jerseys sniffed that one out to make it a short game.
Third and five from the 14. Cook sends three guys over there on the left side, one guy to the right. And there's the snap. There was movement. I don't know if they called it, though. And down he goes. Nice penetration by, who is that, 26,
like
Neighbor Yeager. And he is getting up hurt, and he's got a banged up shoulder or something, and he's coming out. His elbow or his shoulder, something's not quite right there.
Like Bryce Worcester going into the game to replace him.
Oh, he made that play, man alive. Iowa City's going to line up for a field goal here. Here's the 40, the 30. That'd be a spotted at 20. Is that what I'm saying? Make it a 30-yarder. There's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. It looks no good. It looks no good, and it is no good. And the Rockets hold after that gift of a nice punt return all the way to the 19. Iowa City could not capitalize on that possession. Rockets will take over from the 14-yard line. See if the Rockets can put some yardage together on this first down play.
Yeah, this is going to be a big test for us right here to see if we can dig deep and be in a big hole, see if we can fight back and stay fighting into this game.
All right. Maroff comes split over here on the left side. Pigsley under center. Backs behind him are split. Man in motion is Archer. They run an inside reverse to Cody Brown. He got a little bit of a surge up there, a nice trap block across the way.
Yeah, it was a nice design there. It looked like Cody was going to have a big gain as he got through that hole in a hurry, but he came, looked like that Hamilton came from that outside linebacker position, got there in a hurry after Cody got into the hole and put a pretty good hit on him.
All right. Iowa City Regina with the lead, 35-0 here with the 2:57 mark in the third quarter left to go. Snap from Pigsley. Gives it to 2,500 Johnson, and he bowls ahead a little bit and gets some penetration going. And that will bring up fourth down. Fourth down and about one. I would suspect that the Rockets are going to try to go for it.
That's just third down.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were quicker than me on the changing of the scoreboard. I thought it was already third.
I think we'll definitely go for it here on this one.
Okay. Very good. Rockets looking for their first down of the second half, and there's going to be a timeout. Rockets are going to talk their first timeout of the second half. Okay, 106.9 FM, Southern Iowa's home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the Black and Gold take on Western Michigan. I think they're the Broncos. Broadcast start is always 2 hours before kickoff. Be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks. For Top 1 Southern Iowa, 106.9 FM. Coming off that big win against Iowa State in the Cy-Hawk series, they are able to get that taken care of. We got a little problem down on the sideline there, Coach. One of the cheerleaders is down on the all-terrain surface there, all the track surface. Tending to her, Dr. Bob needs to come over here and take a look at her. I don't know if she just passed out or fell down or what the deal is. Some of them are on the IR because they got their knees wrapped. Okay, Rockets are able to get first down yardage on that, so good job. Their first down of the second half. And that's a good thing. The ball sits at the 32-yard line for the Rockets here in the third quarter. See if they can keep the ball moving against Regina, the number one rated team in Class 1A. Pigsley, under center, takes a snap. Inside reverse to Corey Archer. He cannot quite make it through into the secondary like we have been seeing us get some yardage before. Pigsley comes all the way over to the sideline to talk to Keller, and he goes back in. Hunter Johnson comes out, and in goes play with Jaren Glosser. Second down and about seven coming up from the 34-yard line. And now we got another timeout. There, doggone it. Too bad. Calling two quick timeouts on this series, Coach, doesn't spell well.
No, he just had a timeout and got a good first down, but that's not how you want to set another timeout right that quick.
This isn't the only game. We're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device, including KIIC.1, Albia, KIIC.2, Sheraton, KIIC.3, Eddyville, KIIC.4, Wayne, Accordion, .5 is Davis County, Dot 6 is North Mahaska. Dot 7 is Pekin. And Dot 8 is Sigourney. And Dot 9 is the Indianola Indians. Have we been getting anything on the Thunderbolt app, Coach Sands, for area games?
I had it pulled up before halftime, but then
I didn't call you on it.
I haven't looked at it since.
Okay, I didn't call you on it. Okay, we'll catch you after this play. Rockets take the snap. Pixley rolls to his left. It fires a mar off. He's on the loose. At the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, and out of bounds he goes. A nice pass from Pixley. Nice connection on that.
Had him rolling out to his left again, just like we've seen all season long. Nice job of getting turned around because Maroff was running across the field the opposite direction and broke loose there in the secondary and was able to get some good yardage before he was chased out of bounds by the Regina defensive back.
32-yard line, less than a minute already in the third quarter with that continuous clock. Time really flies. Rockets break the huddle. Send Maroff to the right side. Pixley talking behind him to his back. It worries me when he does that. Pixley takes the handoff, gives it to Archer. He flicks it back to Maroff, trying to get outside. He gives up room, and he's going to get snowed under here at about the 37-yard line. Loss of about 7 or 8. They'll make it 5 on that play. Doggone it. Dr. Bob is working on Cody Brown over here now. And that's the end of the quarter. Third quarter comes to an end where Iowa City Regina holds a 35-0 lead here at Ike Ryan Field. Following the game tonight, join the Friday Night Light crew for the Locker Room Show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games. What's coming up next week? That's the Locker Room Show, live from 10 to midnight, following the broadcast to 96.7 and 106.9. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. Coach Sands, you got those scores then?
I got some interesting scores on the Thunderbolt app here. Davis County's giving Albia all their one, leading Albia 17-14 in the second quarter. Kind of a surprising score there. Oskaloosa leads Sheraton 21-7 in the second quarter. Murray over Wayne 19-16 in the second. Montezuma 35, North Mahaska 0 in the third quarter. Pekin leads Pleasantville 28-16 in the third quarter. Sigourney-Kyoto 27-0 over Wapello in the third quarter. Indianola 21-0 over Atumwa at halftime.
Interesting indeed. Next week the Rockets will travel to Wilton to take on the Beavers. At the Beavers' home field there in Wilton, Iowa. We'll bring you all the action on KIIC.3. Worst in motion. There's a pass to Maroff over here on the far side. He catches it and gains about 5. Good job by Blake to get back that lost yardage from the play before to get close to that original line of scrimmage on the first play of the fourth quarter. In fact, they'll actually go past the sticks to make a 3rd and 9.
Yeah, it looked like Maroff was going to be able to break through the hole there to pick up some more yardage, but number 24, I don't see his name on the roster for Regina, was able to get him around the ankles and just trip him up.
All right. Rockets taking their time, and now they come up to the line quickly. Andrew Larkin, the key, that snap. There's a man in motion. That's Worsta. There's the snap. Pixley looking deep. Has a man open, and it's a knockdown there. And about the 10-yard line, Maroff was the intended receiver. He must have got knocked out to bounce or went out of bounds earlier because the referee threw his hat to indicate that he was ineligible to catch that ball.
Yeah, it looked like there were 3 white jerseys and against Blake over there. And again, Dylan just kind of threw it up for grabs.
However, he wasn't back there thinking about it. He went ahead and pulled the trigger. And didn't take the sack. He had some heat coming on his backside that he wasn't seeing. It would have been a blindside hit. Rockets back set behind Pixley. Pixley under duress right away and fires it up for Maroff. It falls incomplete, and once again, there's about four people right there to defend that pass.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Regina doesn't think we're going to throw to anybody else, but it seems like we've got a lot of guys on Blake and nobody else anywhere else on the field.
Iowa City will take over at the 30-yard line of Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. This will be their first possession of the fourth quarter. Let's see if they start to pull out their starters. I see a different quarterback in there for Iowa City. So, yes, indeed, they're starting to think about some different players. All right. Three receivers right, one left. There's the handoff. The ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground. Looks like Dunwoody might have it. Get up there, Casey. Fight for it. Fight for it, Casey. Come on, buddy. They're still impaling him. And indeed, Casey Dunwoody with the turnover.
Just what the doctor ordered. Kind of looked like a missed handoff there, a bad exchange. And the ball rolled around. First, I didn't even see a white jersey near the ball, but looked like Dunwoody was able to get there and beat him to it.
If he was in camouflage, he would have blended right in on that green grass. Casey Dunwoody, the senior out of Eddyville, with a fumble recovery here in the fourth quarter. Nice job by him. And Iowa City, I think they put their first stringers back in on defense. Bigsley under center, one back by him. There's the snap, and he dropped the ball. Starting to look like it's a little dewy out there. The dew from last night is starting to come into play. The dew point for the temperature is probably starting to seep in a little bit.
Yeah, the temperature's dropping out there. That full moon finally broke through the clouds. Almost looking like a late October night out there.
Yes, indeed. I was going to say Halloween. Happy Halloween to you, but fall hasn't even hit us yet. It'll happen Sunday. Pigsley takes the ball, turns it up, and that's been one of the few runs that we've, or plays we've seen tonight is Pigsley carrying, of course, with that dinged up shoulder. You kind of have to play the percentages there so you don't hurt him again.
Yeah, I know that's part of the reason they took Dylan off of the punt team and the kickoff team and that kind of thing to kind of protect that shoulder a little bit. But like you said, we haven't even, that's the first time we've seen him run tonight.
All right.
By design, anyway.
Right. Third, he has been running for his life, not by design. Third and eight coming up from the 27-yard line, showing blitz. They hand it off to Corey Archer on the right side. He turns up the corner, and he's got the first down. Corey Archer running hard and running tough.
Nice job that time by Archer going around the left side. Good to get decisive cut. Was able to get the corner. Another big first down. Looked like Andrew Larkin was about ready for some extracurricular activity back here with that little guy. But luckily he restrained himself so we didn't end up with a penalty and bringing that back.
Yeah, he would have been obvious in them pink shoes that he had made the foul. Good thing for him. Good job, Andrew. Rockets come up to the line. Pigsley, under center, he turns back and talks to his back. Blitz showing, now they back off. Hand off to the runner. Glosser, he made some nice yardage on that first down play. Good job by Jaron Glosser.
You see, that one was easy to pick him out, too, with those bright orange shoes. Speaking of camouflage, see him, wouldn't want to shoot him on the deer hunting season coming up.
Good call. Good call indeed. Rockets wholesale substitutions. In comes Cody Brown. In comes Hunter Johnson. Now goes Brett Wursta and Glosser indeed. Maroff splits over to the left side here on second down and about six from the 11-yard line. Man in motion is Brown. Hands off to Hunter Johnson, and he ran into a wall right there on the Regal's left side there. Armin, yes, he hit that 270 pounds, and he just stopped right in his tracks.
I can't see the numbers right, or these guys don't have all their numbers on the roster. I thought that was number 79, but
I thought it was 69. No matter what, he's a big boy. All right, Rockets come up now. Third and seven, loss of about one on that play. Pigsley checking things out over on the right side. man in motion is Archer. They give it to him on the right side. He busts in close to that first touchdown area. He's got the first down. Yeah, first and goal coming up for the Rocket.
Yeah, good job by Archer that time again, running hard, keeping those legs turning, running through some tackles. A little extra effort dialing towards the goal line down there. Going to be just a couple yards short.
Of course, he had those three touchdowns last week again in that win against the Cardinal Comets. He'd like to get another score here tonight. Rockets send Maroff to the left side. Cody Brown on the right spot. Hunter Johnson behind him. They give it to Johnson. He pulls through. Is he in? Oh, they call him short. No, they give it to him. Hunter Johnson. Touchdown, Rockets!
That's a good momentum builder, at least, even if they were still four touchdowns behind with 4:37 to go. That's a big to get on the board and not get waxed on this against this tough Regina team. Hopefully that'll build some confidence going into next week.
Hunter Johnson carrying the mail, and he went off the right side, just like in that overtime victory against Pleasantville. And on the two-point conversion, the ball comes out, but they rule it dead. And Glosser got steamrolled on the left side there on the two-point try. So with 4:37, Iowa City with the score of 35-6. And the Rockets are on the board.
Fire up the band again.
All right. Another good crowd. You went to the concession stand, didn't you, at halftime, Coach Sam?
I did.
How was the crowd there on the way through?
Well, it took me a while to get there because I was stopping to talk to several former students. Quite a crowd along the sideline down there.
Autograph seekers?
Well, I turned them away.
You don't want to be like Johnny Manziel and get in trouble with charging for autographs.
Didn't want to dare be late getting back here for the second half. Don't want to get fired.
Well, that 6 points was driven by the Casey Dunwoody fumble recovery. Remember, Coach Sam? And so Casey, the senior, grew up in the shadow of the Eddyville Elementary School, was able to get that ball, and that paved the way for the Rockets. They're able to score at the 4:37 mark, and Hunter Johnson teeing it up. Regina kind of pinching a little towards the line, being on an onside possibility. Hunter, with only a 5-yard stride, he kicks it. It's on the ground indeed. It's picked up cleanly by Iowa City, and he's got a room to run, and he is going to take it the distance. Oh, my gosh. Nobody around him at all for miles. That is Brinkman, and he is going to score. Brinkman on a, what, 30? Well, let's give him a 25, 75-yard run. Kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was kind of right where the ball was squibbed. There was nobody around it, and that same lane just opened up, and nobody was anywhere close.
At the 4:25 mark, a 75-yard kickoff return, and just after the Rockets had got some little bit of happiness on their side, they give up that big touchdown there. Okay, there's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick, and it is good by Adam, and the Regals go up 42-6, just like that. Lessler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Lessler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. And First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia, they are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. And this is starting to send some fans to the exits, Coach Sands.
Yeah, with 4:25 to go, continuous clock. But anything short of a miracle right now.
Maroff and Archer back deep for the Rockets as Iowa City gets ready to kick this off. And you got to hand it to Iowa City. They came in and they played fantastic ball tonight. Had one turnover, the interception. Well, excuse me, two turnovers with the fumble here in the fourth quarter as Adam sets the kickoff. He drives it to Archer. He bobbles it and finally picks it up. And he makes his way past two people, three people, four people, five. He's on the loose. He's got one man to beat. He's got to beat. And now he's in a foot race to the end. He's going to take it. That distance. Corey Archer. No flags on the play. Looks like an 86-yard touchdown return.
Excellent job by Archer as he had trouble feeling that kickoff to begin with. Looks like he fumbled it about 10 yards forward before he was able to get a hold of it. That was enough to get him some space over here on the near side. Made a couple good moves and was able to outrun three or four guys down the sideline.
Excellent job by Corey Archer. He had three touchdowns last week. He gets one tonight and 42-12. But by golly, they're not going down without a fight. Rockets trying to line up for two here on the PAT. Pigsley up to the line. Backs are split behind him. There's the snap, and he bobbles the ball, and it is in and no good on the PAT. Rockets down by 30, 42-12 here in the fourth quarter. 42-12 in the fourth. So that touchdown by Iowa City doesn't seem so bad now. Back-to-back kickoff returns. When was the last time you saw that in a high school ball game?
It's been a while. Almost saw it last week in the NFL.
I have not been watching any of the pro football. I have not been. I've been keying on my Cardinals.
Watching the Bears game last Sunday. Bears kicked off, and I don't even remember who they were playing, the Vikings. The Vikings returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and Hester returned the next kickoff to the opposite 35-yard line. Just had about one guy to beat. The guy pushed out of bounds. Almost had back-to-back returns to open the game.
Well, here we were in for a treat tonight as we saw it twice. Rockets to kick back off to Iowa City now. And Louis Winkleman is going to tee it up this time. But kind of amazing how things work out. You know, the Rockets were kind of down in the dumps there after that long touchdown. And then all of a sudden, Corey Archer was able to electrify the crowd. And he takes it the distance. Too bad the PATs haven't been decent. A little bit better for the Rockets this year. The score stands 42-12. Louis, left footer, kicks it up end over end. It's in the air, and it's on the ground. The ball's loose. It's finally picked up, and it's hit. And that kid didn't make much ground up at all. Ball's going to be at the 25-yard line for Iowa City.
Like you said, there must be enough moisture in the grass now that pigskin's getting a little grease on it. People are having a little hard time holding on to it lately.
I couldn't believe Corey Archer was able to pick that ball up, and then he missed, made two people miss right away, and then all of a sudden he got past that big wave, came over on the right side. He had one man to beat, and then there was another guy that tried to track him down from behind. He cut a little bit to the left, and that's all she wrote. He took it the distance. So what a run by Corey. He'll remember that one for a long time. Iowa City not stopping. They got three guys over here on the left side. There's a run option on the right side, and he's into the secondary and finally taken down past the 35 to about 37 for a first down.
Yeah, they just keep on moving the ball. They did a good job that time driving his legs. Defense just isn't doing a very good job of getting that push up front.
Yeah, you got to hand it to them. 3:54 on the clock. They're going to be looking pretty strong to continue on in district play and obviously into the playoffs as well. They send three guys over here on the left side. They're going to run it right up the gut, and he gets hit hard. Nice job by number 71 for the Rockets. Jace Riley is able to wrap him up and throw him down. Put a little bit of thunder on that wrap because he twirled him and then he slammed him like a WWE move. Dudwitty's in there on the right edge there. See if he gets another fumble recovery.
See a little bit of a fight left here on our defense. Try to get something happening here.
Lost a couple on the play, so second and 12 for the Regals. They, once again, three guys to the left. There's the snap. They run it. No, the quarterback keeps it. He gets up to the original line of scrimmage. So kind of ran a little tentative there. I don't know if he's been putting in too many carries. That's John Wagner, according to the program. He's a junior as well.
Like the Rock is trying to get a few guys in on defense. Gage Gardner coming in for, like Casey Dunwoody came out.
Full moon above. Looks pretty nice. Fall is going to be Sunday, the 21st. Hard to believe, but that's the way the calendar goes. Nice job by number 70. That was Luke Welsh to bust that play up. And the Regals.
That might have been Gage, number 78.
Oh, Gage Gardner as well, the senior out of Eddyville there.
Bryce Wurstow, number 48, coming in to help clean that up.
Good job. Big brother, be proud of that. Up 59 on the clock. Rockets down 42-12 here in the waning moments of this ball game tonight. We finally got the key off the field from the last kickoff. Oh, gosh. It's high school football for you. All right. Iowa City taking their time. Let the clock run down to 1:37, and then they call a timeout. And Coach Sands, you know, Rockets put up a pretty decent fight. The mental mistakes. I don't have any penalties for the Rockets in the second half.
Yep, I can't think of any of it in the second half either.
I don't have any turnovers for the Rockets for the entire game. Iowa City with two, the Corey Archer interception, and then the fumble recovery by Casey Dunwoody. And, you know, that's good to see. I'm sure Coach Keller would be happy with that and play off of that to take into next week's game as we travel over to Wilton on the east coast of Iowa. It's going to be a heck of a travel, but we've got to go over there to play the Beavers. But then we'll be back home after that for the Wapello Indians as we celebrate homecoming.
Yep, some good games coming up here for the Rockets. This is, like you said, a pretty decent showing, showing some spark here at the end. Hopefully carry some momentum into that next Friday as against a good Wilton team.
Iowa City in punt formation. Let's see what happens. There's a snap, the step and the kick. He does spiral it. He goes right towards Archer, and he can't put a handle on it. He does pick it up. He gets past one, two, three guys, and now he is still on the loose. Nice job by Corey. He's getting some yardage on the returns tonight. There's a penalty flag across the way. We'll have to check that out.
You know, that penalty flag is not in the spot where it's usually good for the receiving team.
All right, and here comes the man in the white hat. What's he going to do? And it's a hold. Yeah. Hold against the Rockets. So that'll be 10 yards from the end of the play. So that'll send some of the fans scurrying for the exits. They saw a number one team across the way. Iowa City flex their muscles against the Rockets tonight here at Ike Ryan Field. 42-12 with a 1:25 on the clock. And Rockets got sent back inside their 15-yard line, I believe it is. Yeah, all the way to the 10 here. Coach Sands, you know, it wouldn't take too much to call a most valuable player of the night. It'd be Corey Archer, and that'd be like two games in a row for him. And off to Craig Van Dorn as there's a penalty flag. Nice run by him, and then another penalty flag, and it's going to be against the boys in black and gold. Nice run by Trek, though.
There may be a couple different holds on the black and gold.
Yeah, there's one of them. Oh, and then a legal use of the right hand, yeah. So, probably going to take the hold, and now they're starting to add up a little bit. When you get 2-1 to God.
You hate to see that this late in the game, and I know you're trying to get something to happen to make it a little closer, but you just don't want to get too many of those cheap, chippy-type fouls.
1:16 on the clock as Bigsley comes in, Maroff comes out, and, you know, it's always nice to see a good high school football team, and Iowa City is exactly that. They've got an exciting offense. They are able to run that zone read very, very efficiently, and then Cook's got the arm to toss the ball down the field. Bigsley runs it over on the right side, and hang on to that shoulder there, buddy. He gets dogpiled on as a linebacking core in the secondary.
Yeah, that's the other thing this late in the game with the quarterback having a shoulder problem running the ball. You don't want to see him hurt that shoulder anymore. But the good season going like this, you want to keep him healthy going the rest of the way.
Cody Brown in, Brett Wurst out here on this final play. 32 ticks left as Taylor Dalby is in for this play. Jensen in motion. He gets a handoff. He's trying the left side. There's another penalty flag. Oh, the back judge threw that guy about 15 yards. He had a heck of an arc on that flag. Let's see what happens here.
Looked like they said Louis Winkleman had a hold of his guy around the shoulder pads and just kind of threw him to the ground.
I didn't know he was a wrestler. Yep, cranking on the arm, holding. Oh, Louis. Even though with less than 20 seconds left on the clock, he put him down for the count. And just like that, Rockets equal their three-flag total from the first half of three flags here in the last possession. Second and two, clocks at 10 seconds. I doubt if they get the playoff, but they do come up to the line. 5 seconds left. Bigsley gets them set. There's the snap. He hands it off to the right side here. That's Van Dorn, and he's trying to get some yardage here to end the game, and that'll do it. Rockets play to the bitter end. You got to hand it to Coach Keller's crowd for putting up the effort, but they come up a bit short. Iowa City Regina, the Regals, flex their muscles here at Ike Ryan for a 42-12 win, and the Rockets were able to put two scores on the board, both in the fourth quarter. They did it at the 4:37 mark on a two-yard run by Hunter Johnson. The PAT was no good. That was 35-6. And then at the 4:08 mark, Corey Archer scored on an 86-yard touchdown return, and it was back-to-back with the touchdown was the, on the piggyback of the Iowa City touchdown kickoff return. That made it 42-12. That's how it stood. There was eight different scoring plays, six for Iowa City and two for the Rockets. Coach Sands, one of those types of deals where you just got to say, well, you know, tip your hat to the victor. Rockets move now to 3-1, 1-1 in the district, and Iowa City bumps up to 4-0.
Yeah, like you say, you got to hand it to Iowa City, Regina. They're a solid football program for a long time. Played a really clean game tonight. Rockets did a good job of offensively, they looked like they were going to move the ball, actually did move the ball down the field after a run into the kicker penalty. Looked like they had a good shot at getting on the board first down there, but kind of stalled out on a fourth down play and showed some, showed what they were made of here. I think they should be proud of their effort tonight, and they didn't give up. They played hard all the way through the entire game right down to the end. And I think this should be, hopefully, a good confidence booster. I know we have a tough district, got some tough games left going into Wilton. I know they're ranked in the top 10, also in Class 1A right now. So doesn't ease up yet for the Rockets. We've got to keep the pedal to the gas and hopefully get ourselves healed up and get some confidence going to that game next Friday.
Yep, grit and determination. They definitely were on the side of the Rockets tonight, 42-12. Is our final. We'll travel to Wilton. We'll have that ball game for you on KIIC.3 But the injury bug has raised its ugly head and struck us again. Ty Yeager getting his shoulder dinged is what we presume. He's got hurt. He was in for most of the second half, but then he came out. I don't think he went back in later on. Of course, Chance Worst last week with the ACL problem, and he's done for the entire year. And Dylan Pigsley is a walking wounded with his separated shoulder. So the next man in got to be ready for the Rockets, Coach.
Yeah, the guys did a good job tonight filling in, I thought. Defensively, we just need to do a little bit better job getting back in control of that line of scrimmage and having our linebackers fill the, plug those holes up. Offensively, I thought our line did a good job of blocking up front, creating some holes, did a good job running the ball on both sides. Archer and Van Dorn both ran the ball well tonight, I thought. And when we did throw, I thought Pigsley threw the ball fairly low. Didn't throw too often, but it's tough to, I know with that right shoulder dinged up, you probably don't want to throw a whole lot.
Well, that's it. That's all. A wrap-up from Ike Ryan Field, 42-12. This is Pat Powers reporting along with Jeff Sands. We're glad and proud to bring you the ball game tonight. Until next week, when we bring it live to you from Wilton, Iowa, so long and good evening, where the score, once again, Iowa City Regina 42 and Eddyville Blacksburg Fremont Rockets 12. Good night, everybody.